As we look around us, people everywhere are looking forward to the new year and at the same time fearful for what it may hold. This is Pastor Jim for the Congregation of Rock Springs First Methodist Church. We've been through so much in this past year. Do we dare hope for better in 2021? If you're looking for answers, perhaps not even knowing what the questions are, I have good news for you. Every Sunday morning we gather for worship to share our faith, prayers, and the joy of knowing that Jesus is our Savior and that He has the answers. We are a traditional Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage. Please visit our website, rocksprings.umc.org, for information on our online ministry, plus direction and times for our face-to-face worship services presented with all safety precautions on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. at 1515 Egger Street here in Rock Springs.
The following worship service was recorded and broadcast live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, with Reverend Jimmy Krishan on Sunday, January 24th, 2021. We are a traditional Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage.
Well, good morning. Snowy though it is, welcome to worship this morning. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Father, as we meet today, let us remember that we worship the God that created this world, who led His people from captivity to liberty, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and was faithful even when faced with rejection. Help your people to reject evil wherever we find it, and to be drawn instead by His love and grace, to know His forgiveness and the joy of His salvation. Let us join together in worship and praise. As this is the day the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Let us prepare our hearts to go before the Lord in prayer. Let us take a moment of silence as we center our thoughts, calm our minds, and find ourselves in the presence of our loving God. Let us pray. Our gracious, loving, and merciful God, hear our prayers lifted before You. Father, remind us of Your steadfast love, grace, and mercy in Jesus Christ. Remind us that no matter where we may be in life, Your love and grace is there with us. That You have promised that those who believe and trust in You, You shall be with them always, no matter what. Father, we may stumble, we may fall, but You're there to lift us up. Father, we make mistakes, we sin, but Your love remains. Father, we forget to do that which we should and do that which we wish we hadn't. But You see us and You know us, even with our faults and failures. The Apostle Paul writes that nothing can separate us from Your love. So, Father, out of gratitude for Your love, Your patience, Your grace and mercy, we bow our hearts and minds before You. Seeking Your love and grace, give us strength to serve in new and different ways. Give us strength to endure whatever may be called upon us to do. But help us to share Your love and grace and Your message of hope into the world around us. Father, as You touch our lives, may we share those touches with others. Let us tell them about Your wonderful work in our hearts and lives. Let us lean not on our own understanding, but trust in You. Give us strength to serve despite hardship, trials, and tribulations. And give us even more strength when there isn't hardship, trials, and tribulations to serve You. Keep us faithful on the mountaintops and in the valleys below. Let our testimony be the same, day in and day out, telling of your grace, your mercy, your work in our lives. Father, we pray for one another, our church and community. Father, we pray in these uncertain and changing times that we would see you at work and join you in your activities, that we would join you in forgiving others, seeking help and hope for our own lives and the lives of others. And Father, as we pray for ourselves, our church, and our community, we extend those prayers to our nation, the leaders of our nation, our states, counties, governments, and indeed in the world. Father, we see a pandemic that seems to just not want to go away. We're uncertain. We're unsure. It's touched every shore. It's left no land untouched, no society unaffected, no norm challenged. And in the midst of all of that, Father, even worse than the pandemic in some ways, the life, every life is precious, is the separation it has created, the fear that it's instilled, how it's taken us away from being able to be in community as we normally would, to share friendships, relationships, gatherings. Father, we pray that your will be done, but Father, that your will be to restore us to friendships, fellowships, closeness, and community. Father, we're seeing the effects of that in our country and in the world. For Father, we know that you created us for community, to live in community. And the consequences of that are far-reaching and deeply concerning. So Father, we pray for that need. We pray for those who are sick, for those who protect our country, serve our country, from law enforcement, EMS workers, hospital workers. Father, whoever they are and however they serve, Father, just keep them safe and let them know how much we love them, need them, and appreciate them. Father, we pray for those who are sick in their own homes, who fear sickness in their own homes. We pray for those who are shut in. We pray for those who are afraid. We pray to comfort those who mourn. Strengthen those who struggle. Give peace to those who are afraid. We pray for release to the captive, equality for the prejudiced. We pray for peace, love, and grace. And now we'd ask that you hear us as we pray together the prayer you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Psalm 62, verses 5 through 12. For God alone, my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. O God, rest my deliverance and my honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up, they are together lighter than a breath. Put no confidence in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and steadfast love belongs to you, O Lord. For you repay to all according to their work. The word of God for the people of God.
I've entitled this message this morning, A Sure Foundation. And my wife collects lighthouses. Does anybody else do lighthouses? Having lived back east, it was pretty easy to go see a lot of lighthouses on the Outer Banks of North Carolina and South Carolina and going up into the Virginia coast. And, every summer would find us going somewhere to get another group of lighthouses kind of on the list. And, they always sell you the models. The nice, pretty models. Some of them we've got light up. And I meant to bring a couple this morning. I thought, it's pretty slick out there if I fall and break one. I just wasn't willing to pay that price, it's just what it is. But A Sure Foundation, several years ago, I owned a construction company in a different life. And one of the jobs that we did was we worked on nuclear power plants. We would go up on the steam towers and we would install the sensors and update the sensors and do the maintenance on those towers. And man, you're talking about kind of a little nerve-wracking. It usually took us about 2 weeks just to get the stairs and things built to get up here. And when you got up there on those huge steam towers, those things felt like they were moving. And you would be up there, and if you had two more hands, all you could do was hold on better. It was just the way it was, and you got used to working up there, and you didn't think anything about it. So I'm not afraid of heights. I'm not as agile as I used to be, I guess. And I had an uncle that worked for me, and he was, and he is to this day, afraid of heights. He would tell you, he said, the Bible told me I did not and could not go up there. And I said, Marshall, what are you talking about? He said, the Bible says, lo, I will be with you always. He said, don't go. But what I was amazed at is before we would go in and bid these things, we'd get to go in and they would tell us about the layout of the facility and how much work. They always want to tell you how much work went into it. But I was amazed at how much time that Duke Power Company back there spent on picking the site, preparing the site, and then being sure the site was ready for the foundations. Nearly 50% of the cost of this facility was spent getting it ready to build above ground. The foundations and footers. The site, the depths, because they were building a facility to last hundreds of years. And I have learned that foundations need to be sure. In other words, that you can trust them. And the better the foundation, the better the structure. The more level the foundation, the better the structure. The more square the foundation, the better the structure. You got to get down through the junk dirt to get to the good stuff. And if the good stuff isn't down there, you probably shouldn't build anything there that you think is going to last. And if there isn't, then there are techniques. You can drive steel, but you got to get a sure foundation. Our faith journey is no different. We have to have a sure foundation. I don't know if you know, it just seems like every norm that we have come to know. I'm talking about living with integrity. I'm talking about brokenness, real brokenness in the world around us. It seems as if our foundations are crumbling. It seems as if the norms are crumbling. It seems like those things we could depend on are crumbling. How many of you know I like my Ford trucks? Anybody? It's really bad. I have to confess this and tell you this morning. Ken's a great guy. Now, I'm glad he's here to hear this morning in person. Ken likes that other kind of trucks. those made by another company. General Motors, I'll just tell you. Do you know what's really embarrassing? We're glad you're back. They've been gone for a little while. My Ford truck's up there in his shop, broken. Do you know I wanted it not to be there when he got home? Do you know how bad that is? It's broken. I'm not understanding. It's only got like 400,000 miles on it, and it tore up. It's broke. You trust it. We went to Laramie last week, and coming back this side of Wamsutter, it made this loud noise and lots of vibration. Finally got off and did the two-lane in and limped it on home, and it's always got me home. But, you know, it's sort of like you trust it, and it breaks. You know what I'm saying? It breaks. And we come in life to have expectations, and then they break. And I think part of the reason is the foundations are in the wrong place. They're not deep enough, and they're based on sand instead of stone. I think in the world today, as I look around and I find brokenness everywhere, I find people who are struggling. Our mental health industry today in the United States is overwhelmed. I just have to be honest with you. Jill was in that business for a long time, and it can't keep up. There is so much brokenness. I look up data. How many of you like to research stuff? Sometimes. Don't go on YouTube. You get in a black hole, and you wind up far away from where you started. But I like to do research, and when I can't sleep or I'm wandering around, you know, and I'm trying to be quiet, not disturb the rest of the house, that's when I hit the computer and I do that. Did you know that medications assigned for depression and anxiety, the prescription levels are up 70% in the last year? Folks, did you hear what I said? 70%. Folks, that's an epidemic in and of itself. 70%. Suicide rates all around the world have increased by about 14%. Did you know that in our country today, one veteran is committing suicide every 4 hours? That's tripled in the last 18 months. There is more brokenness in the world today than ever. Now, I'm going to pick on something that's a little close to us. We're in here. Sorry, folks, if you're on the cameras, you're going to have to look around your own house or wherever you are. Take a look in the corner over here. Have a look. This corner where the fire extinguisher. What do you see going right down that corner? Got a crack? How about looking over here in this corner? Do you see the caulking? Do you know what was over there? Cracks. If you go down the hall, you'll spot some more. Do you know why there's cracks there? Foundation. Buildings crumble. And we have to seek early repair because of a crack or a faulty foundation. When they build lighthouses, they find the location where the lighthouse would be the most advantageous to the shipping industry that was out there. Lighthouses are not so much anymore. They may have an electronic thing going on, and the ship would find it on a course or whatever. But when they were doing this, sailors depended on that lighthouse to keep them guided off the rocky shoals and shores. They didn't look so much to see if it was a good place, but was it a good place to put it so that it would give warning? They would then dig in to build a foundation, irregardless of what kind of soil was there, irregardless of whether it was sand or whether it was bedrock or whether it was mud. They would go through whatever that was to put a foundation down where that lighthouse could stand despite the storm, despite the adversity, despite the conditions, despite everything else. The most lighthouses today exist in places where buildings shouldn't be. They have put these lighthouses where there was no reason to put anything except a lighthouse. And people man these places. People are there to be sure that light was on. And they trusted in that foundation of that lighthouse. And that's why today so many of those old lighthouses are still standing, despite not being built on the best place, despite years of neglect, despite all of those things, they stand. Because somebody said, this needs to shine. This needs to be here. And in order for that to happen, it's got to have a foundation. Despite the soil, despite the conditions, it's got to be here. And church, this is a time in the history of the world when God needs to be the foundation. Jesus Christ needs to be the foundation. It is that foundation and that foundation alone that will bring you through the storms that are going to come. And irregardless of who we are, whether we're good soil or not so good a soil, that foundation that's based on God through Jesus Christ will hold up. But it requires some work. It requires some attention. Even though you put in a foundation that is strong, there still needs to be maintenance. There still needs to be sure that the water isn't getting in and under, that it's not below, above the frost line. It needs to be checked from time to time. How many of you have saw a termite? Anybody? I honestly don't know if you really have a problem with termites out here. Back east, you better believe it. They show up with suitcases. They're coming in. You know, they're going to come and they each, you'll pull a sideboard off a house. You don't even know anything's in there. And then when you get the thing off, there ain't nothing in there but dust bunnies. I mean, they've eat the house down. You don't know they're there. You got to be sure that outside things don't destroy your foundation. Your foundation has to be on God. Does that mean that nothing bad's ever going to happen? Oh no. How many of you realize that bad things happen to good people? Anybody notice that? How many of you have ever wondered that just when things are going good, that's when the drive shaft falls out? You know, just when you think you got it right where you want it, boom, the tire blows out and the tie rod in takes you out in the woods or whatever happens. And my mama used to sew a lot. And she had this old Singer sewing machine. And that thing sounded like it had a bad rod in it. Clack, 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 clack. I said, Mama, does that thing need oil? And she said, no. When I quit hearing that, there will be a problem. I said, what do you mean, Mama? She said, that tells me it's in time. And she said, if I ever hear that change, I'll know there's a problem. Well, I got to listening to it. You know, as a kid playing around. And Mama made wedding dresses and stuff for people. This, you know, we were poor. And you took what work you could take, and you did what you could take. And I was listening one day, and I heard it. The rhythm changed. And the next thing I know, Mama's crying because she had just ruined some fabric. It was going good until it wasn't going good. What do you do? What do you do when it isn't going good anymore? David was going through a bad spot in 62. His world was crumbling all around him. His kids were against him. Other kingdoms were against him. And David said, I can't go but to one place. And he goes to God. And I think maybe this would be a good place to dig in. And I'll give you one more verse in just a minute. For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall not be shaken. God rest my deliverance and honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in Him at all times, all people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Shalom. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up and are together lighter than a breath. Put no confidence in exhortation or in wealth gained and power. Or to set vain hopes on robbery, ill-gotten gains. If riches increase, stay centered. Don't put your trust in them. Once God has spoken, twice I've heard this, that God, the power of God, and the steadfast love belongs to you, O Lord. For you repay all for the works. I've learned you get out of life what you put in it. I've learned you get out of your faith what you put in it. The storms come. Life is made up of 10% of what happens to you and 90% of what you do about it. And it's the 90% that you decide. And your decision will be based on the foundation that you have. It'll be based on that which you know, that which stands the test of time. And for a lot of people today, those things have gone away. Portfolios have evaporated. Jobs are gone. Families are broken. The drugs, the addiction, the peers, the pressures, the norms. We as Christians should be able to show them a foundation that is sure. And that even when we too are shaken, even when we face that brokenness, we turn to our faith. June will be 30 years of doing what I'm doing. In 30 years of being a pastor, interacting with people's lives, the one thing I have learned is uncertainty lurks around the next corner. The next phone call, the world can turn upside down. The next doctor's visit can be filled with grief and bad news. The next car ride can end in tragedy. I've learned that tragedy waits around every corner for everyone. And I've learned that death and tragedy and pain and sorrow isn't a respecter of whether you've got money or no money. It doesn't care if you're driving a Ford or a Chevrolet. It doesn't care if your house is big or small. It doesn't care. Tragedy comes to all of us. But here's what we do have a choice, and I see this so often. When we face adversity as Christians, we find ourselves checking our foundation. It'll either draw us closer to God, and in a few weeks, months, and years, we'll be able to say it was by God's grace that I got through that, or we'll turn away and walk away. Either our faith is dug in and based enough to be strengthened in that adversity, to be beefed up and found where it is lacking and fixed, or we just uproot it and leave it in ruins. You see, our faith has two choices. When it faces adversity, will it stand or will it crumble? Will it sustain us or will we turn our back on it? You see, here is where your foundation must be based on one thing. On one thing, which is in God. Write down John 14:6. This is the one. Yeah, I left Psalm real quick, didn't I? But he said it's God and God's my salvation. Right, okay, got it? Here's John 14:6. This is what your foundation must be on. It would be wrong if I just left you hanging with all that other stuff. Let's talk about what to do with it. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am three things. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. Our foundation must be based in those three pillars of Jesus Christ. And it must begin first with truth. You see, you can't heal based on a lie. How many of you would have confidence in the doctor that lied to you about what you had wrong? How many of you would have confidence in anybody that lied to you? How many of you have ever been lied to about something? How did that go over? I mean, really honest and true. It's about truth. Truth comes in God, from God, and begins with God. God doesn't change. He doesn't change. We base it in truth. We have our life in God. We have our life through Jesus Christ. We have it based on truth. He gives us a direction. He gives us hope. Remember the lighthouse? It said, don't come this way. Warning, there's danger here. Christ does the same for us. He gives us life, abundant life. Even in the midst of the storm, remember disciples on a sea of Galilee? Remember they were afraid they would die? Jesus strolls up, says, hey, you guys doing all right over there in that boat? He's walking in the middle of that thing. It ain't bothering him. Do you remember the story? And Peter said, you know, you could be any kind of thing. If you're Jesus, you tell me and I'll come out there. And he says, well, come on, Peter, it's me. And Peter says, I'm out of here. You know, we think about Peter. How many of you remember the story? Peter gets out and he begins to walk on the water. The storm ain't bothering him. He's headed to Jesus. How many of us heard about Peter? And then what does Peter do? He takes his eyes off. What happens to Peter as soon as he takes his eyes off? He starts to go under. And there you go, Peter. You didn't do so well. I got news for you. He's the only man that's ever tried it and the only man that ever did it. He might not have made it far, but he made it further than anybody I know. How about you? He made it because he had his eyes on. But did you notice, Jesus, the storm was okay. It was just a walk across this lake in the middle of a storm. I don't know about you, but when I'm going through a storm, I really do need some calm. You see, here's the deal. He may not calm the storm, but he'll calm you in it. Pastor, how does that happen? Trust him. Pray. Study his word. To keep your foundation maintained and your relationship with him, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. The reality is, folks, if I trust on anything else, it falls down. Even an old Ford truck. It falls down. That old Singer sewing machine fell down. Those old lighthouses, most of them have no purpose anymore. I can't trust in the military of this great nation. I can believe in them, hope in them, but my foundation has to be stronger than that. I can't trust a politician. I've learned that, because remember I said truth. I'm still trying. Have you found one that told the truth yet? They're dead. They ain't talking. That's the only thing. I'm sorry if you don't agree with that. You know, it's just the way I kind of see things going on. Where's our foundation? Is it dug in? Is it solid? Can we depend on it? It's got to be in God. And we get there through Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. May we have a sure foundation. A foundation that we can trust. A foundation that'll stand the storms and tests of time. And may that be the rock that David knew for his salvation in God. May that be the same for us. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed for just a minute. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Pastor, there's a lot of stuff I'm struggling with, and sometimes the foundation sure does shake some. Pray for me that I can sure it up with God. Slip your hand that was on a pray for you. Pastor, I've got people in my life that are hurting. They've put their trust in a lot of things, but it hasn't been God. Help me to pray for them. If you want to do that, let me see your hands. Amen. Pastor, I want to see the world around me in a better place. I'm going to pray that hearts will be open to Jesus. If you'll do that, slip your hands up. Pastor, I see the brokenness. And sometimes I feel like I just want to dive in, but I don't even know where to start. Pray that if that's God's will, He'll show me how. Slip your hand up and take it right back down. Pastor, I'm just struggling with some stuff myself. I can't help nobody else till I get my stuff together. Pray for me. Slip your hand up and take it right back down. Amen. Father, you hear our hearts and prayers. You know where we are and where we aren't. And Father, there's brokenness around us we can't explain. We don't have answers for all of it. So Father, we can just pray that people would turn to you in Jesus Christ, that they would trust in Christ to restore a relationship with you, that they would find the truth that will set them free. Father, we realize that an alcoholic doesn't gain sobriety until they confess they're an alcoholic and that they're powerless against it. And for the same, a drug addict and those of us, Father, we have to heal our hearts and land in truth, not in another scheme or another lie, but in truth, that we would love one another, that we would care for one another, that we would do so in love and grace. Father, I pray today for people in our homes and in our communities and in our nation and in the world would humble themselves before you and seek you through truth in Jesus Christ as their foundation. Hear our hearts and prayers on this Lord's Day and let us find you to be our sure foundation. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I pray today that our foundation is sure, that our hope is solid, and that as Christians we can share that hope which we have into the world around us. And that if our faith is a little shaky, that we would sure it up in truth through Jesus Christ. And now may God's grace, peace, and mercy go with you and bless you and keep you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded and broadcast live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Please visit our website at www.rockspringsumc.org or on our Facebook page. Our email address is rockspringsumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Our mailing address is 1515 Edgar Street, Rock Springs, Wyoming, 82901. Our phone number is 307-362-5334. You are invited to join us Sundays on Zoom, YouTube, or in face-to-face worship as we observe all social distancing and safe practices.